Jane Madden and Vincent Reese have both written into us to ask about the history of the solar system. Here, with the history in a nutshell, is Dominic Ford.
Well, stars form from objects we call molecular clouds, which are essentially just slightly denser clumps of gas in a galaxy. And what needs to happen for that molecular cloud to turn into a star is it needs to collapse under its own gravity into a very small mass that we call a star. Now, that's difficult because any gas cloud will have pressure pushing it outwards. Imagine that you take a balloon and you squeeze it. The balloon pushes back because of that gas pressure. So you need a very specific set of conditions for that gas to be able to collapse. It needs to be cold, and that helps because gas pressure decreases as you go down in temperature. And it also helps if you've got something to provide some compression to start that collapse off. And for example, if you have a nearby supernova go off, that can really help because it provides a shock wave to that gas and starts it off collapsing. Now, once this collapse occurs, it undergoes a catastrophic failure where once you go below a certain size, the gravity just takes over and collapses it down. And the central core will very rapidly, within a million years or so, collapse down and start nuclear fusion. And then you have a protostar, which is going to turn into a star. Now, that's just the central part of this cloud. The outer layers, some of those will be blown off when the heat of this fusion starts in the core. Some of them will continue to swirl around this protostar, and the friction of that gas swirling around will flatten it down into a disk. And so what you have at this point is a protostar at the centre and this swirling disk of gas and dust around it that we call a protoplanetary disk. Now, within that disk, a similar process then happens in a hierarchical fashion to form planets in that disk. So you have clumps of material which are slightly denser than other places in the disk, and those will have stronger gravity and they will attract more material to come towards them, and they will then themselves collapse down to form planets. Now, we don't entirely understand how that process happens. We think it happens within about 10 million years, but I expect in about 10 years' time we will know a lot more about that with telescopes like ALMA, which will be able to study these protoplanetary disks and really see these planets in the process of forming. But within 10 million years, you have these planets orbiting around your protostar, which is rapidly turning into a star. Now, in our own solar system, we think that's probably more or less the end of the story, and that the planets you formed back then have been in much the same places ever since. The reason we think that is that Jupiter is an incredibly massive planet in the middle of the solar system. And if any other planet were to get too close to Jupiter, then its orbit would be disrupted because the gravity of Jupiter would disrupt the gravitational attraction of that planet for the Sun. And the result would almost certainly be that that planet would get kicked out of the solar system. We still have planets like the Earth and Mars in our solar system, despite them being vulnerable to Jupiter's gravitational field, so probably there haven't been mass movements of planets around since its formation. Now, the two events that we think have happened since that time are the formation of the Moon, which we think happened about 4.5 billion years ago, about 500 million years after the formation of the solar system, and we think that happened in a massive impact of some Mars-sized object with the Earth that broke it into two. And then about 4 billion years ago, there was this period we call the late heavy bombardment, when all of the terrestrial planets seemed to acquire huge numbers of craters. And we think perhaps that was because there was some minor change in the orbits of the planets, especially Jupiter and Saturn, and that may have stirred up the asteroids in the solar system and caused some of them to collide with terrestrial bodies like the Earth.
So, since they formed, our planets have been relatively stable, at least so we think. Do we think that's a typical case, or would we expect planets and solar systems to be less stable and to move around a lot?
Now, when we've looked at planets orbiting stars other than our own, we've found a lot of hot Jupiters, and these are very massive planets like Jupiter, but orbiting very close to their parent stars. And that suggests that perhaps these are solar systems that formed, perhaps they were a bit like our own solar system once upon a time, but through gravitational interactions with nearby stars, the orbits of those planets have been stirred up, and these Jupiter-sized planets have migrated to different orbits, probably kicked out any Earth-like planets from those solar systems and ended up very close to their parent stars.